Hi, this is John Hartshaw, and welcome to episode 19 of Keep On Grooving, and it's a big one in a lot of ways. Today, we go over one of the most important albums in rock history, the debut album by the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Are You Experienced? We'll also be talking about the album Smash Hits and how it was used to collect the songs that weren't on the first album so fans could get the whole package of material the group created during this time. Episode 19, Mixing It Up with the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Part 1, Are You Experienced? And Smash Hits. Like I said in an earlier episode, I originally intended to do one episode dealing with all three of the original albums and the recent remixes and upgraded versions. The one for Electric Ladyland was a decent regular length of around a half an hour, and Axis was nice and short, as you heard last week, under 20 minutes. Then I started working on Are You Experienced, which required discussing the mono and stereo versions, the UK and US track listings, as well as how the leftovers were handled on Smash Hits. It got really long, so I decided to make this an episode all its own. It's one of the greatest albums of all time, so it deserves it. Then we had the issues with the SACD release pushing this back even further, and then a little thing from Wuhan showed up, which pushed everything back further. But as we'll see in the 2020 episode down the line, Hendrix releases started raining from the heavens at that point. Out of nowhere, Acoustic Sounds posted it would be available on September 30th, 2 years later than it was supposed to be in September 30th, 2018. So now that it's finally out, let's get experienced. Are You Experienced? SACD. So here we are back at the beginning. Actually, as usual with Jimmy, it's a bit more convoluted than that. Chas Chandler brought Jimmy over to England in September 1966. They auditioned a bunch of musicians supposedly under the guise that they were going to be in the New Animals. Chas was the bass player in the early 60s iteration. The story is Noel Redding was picked even though he had never played bass because Jimmy liked his hair. The actual reason may also have to do with Noel being able to pick up things very quickly. Former child star Mitch Mitchell beat perennial just outside of the mainstream success drummer Ainsley Dunbar on a coin flip. With that, the newly christened Jimi Hendrix Experience set out to take London by storm. The first song they recorded was Hey Joe, a number Chas heard Jimmy doing back in the village. A number of bands had recorded the song previously, including the Byrds, but Jimmy's would be the one to really stand the test of time. For the flip side, Jimmy wanted to do another old favorite, Land of a Thousand Dances, but Chas needed some income to continue recording, and the quickest way to get that was publishing residuals. So Jimmy came up with his first published composition, Stone Free. The two songs were recorded at Delaney Studios, which is where the bulk of the first album was recorded. They did some work at CBS Studios in December, but had to leave due to the cash crunch. This began to get resolved when the single hit the top 10 at the end of the year. In January 1967, Jimmy came up with a little number called Purple Haze. Released in March with 51st Anniversary as a B-side, the new single also hit the top 10. At that point, the band had enough income to regularly book themselves into Olympic Studios, one of the top places in London for recording artists. There they met a young engineer who had just come over from Regent Sound, a gentleman named Eddie Kramer. At Olympic, they finished mixing a bunch of earlier songs, plus came up with a number of new ones. These included Highway Child, the B-side to The Wind Cries Mary, their third single, and what was to become the title track of the album, Are You Experienced? They released the 11-song album in May 1967, and together with The Wind Cries Mary on the singles chart, they both shot into the top 10. Now, here's where it starts to get confusing. The band was signed to Track Records in the UK. In the US, they ended up signing with Reprise Records, Frank Sinatra's label. When Reprise got the album, they noticed none of the three hit singles were on it. So they decided to shuffle things around for the US release, For you Beatles and Rolling Stones fans out there, it's a familiar story. So on the US release, Reprise dropped three songs from the UK version of the album and replaced them with the three singles. Here's the breakdown. On the UK album, side one was Foxy Lady, Manic Depression, Red House, Can You See Me, Lover Confusion, and I Don't Live Today. Side two was May This Be Love, Fire, Third Stone from the Sun, Remember, and Are You Experienced? For the US album, side one was Purple Haze, Manic Depression, Hey Joe, Lover Confusion, May This Be Love, and I Don't Live Today. Side two was The Wind Cries Mary, Fire, Third Stone from the Sun, Foxy Lady, and Are You Experienced? Now throw on top of this, the album was also prepared for both mono and stereo release. The final mixing session on April 25, 1967, supposedly did both stereo and mono mixes for eight songs. So you have two different versions out there of both the UK and US albums. In April 1968, after Axis Bold as Love began to fall down the charts a bit, Track put out Smash Hits to compile the A and B sides of the four UK singles, plus four songs from Are You Experienced. There were the mono and stereo versions of that as well, but the stereo version of this album was fake stereo. They just took the mono recording and stuck it in both speakers so it would sound like stereo. As Don Henley said, are you with me so far? Okay. We jump to mid-1969 after the Experience had broken up and Reprise wanted something to release. As I mentioned in earlier episodes, they thought about doing a live album of some kind, but ended up putting out Smash Hits on their own. Just not the same Smash Hits. Reprise decided to make up for the pulling of the songs from the original UK version of Are You Experienced by including the tracks here. Plus, Jimmy had just had his biggest U.S. single success with All on the Watchtower. The label ditched Burning of the Midnight Lamp since it had just been on Electric Ladyland and three of the four B-sides, keeping only Stone Free. So now, here's how this album broke down on both sides of the Atlantic. For the UK version, side one had Purple Haze, Fire, The Wind Cries Mary, Can You See Me, 51st Anniversary, and Hey Joe. Side two was Stone Free, The Stars That Play With Laughing Sam's Dice, Manic Depression, Highway Child, Burning a Midnight Lamp, and Foxy Lady. The US version had Purple Haze, Fire, The Wind Cries Mary, Can You See Me, then Hey Joe, and All on the Watchtower. Side two had Stone Free, Crosstown Traffic, Manic Depression, Remember, Red House, and Foxy Lady. And to add to the confusion, the Red House on the US Smash Hits was a stereo recording from Delane Leah instead of the mono recording from CBS Studios that was on the UK Are You Experienced. So if there was a mono version of the Reprise album, it was just a fold down from the original stereo. Okay, fast forward through all the years now. The expanded track listing for Are You Experienced has been available since 1993, so that takes care of all those stray songs except the original Red House, which was on the Blues album. So we're okay there. Now, at the same time they put out the Axis SA CD, Acoustic Sounds announced they were doing one for Are You Experienced as well, the American version. However, as I mentioned, it was delayed numerous times from the original September 30th, 2018 release date. The speculation was over the master tape for the mono version. Vinyl versions of the mono Are You Experienced had been done a couple times over the past 10 years, but nothing in digital. There's a well-known version of a needle drop floating out there that's so good, people said, don't bother with the mono on the SACD, we're fine. But for those who just want to click a button and buy it, this will fill the niche in that market. I'm going to do the session by session thing a little differently here since there's so much to go over. I'll briefly go over the sessions in the studios. You know, I've done a lot of that earlier when I just mentioned like Hey Joe being done at Delane Leah, etc. Then once I'm done with the sessions, I'll go over the songs one by one. So as I mentioned, the newly formed band recorded their first song, Hey Joe, on October 23rd, 1966 at Delane Leah's studios. A week and a half later, on November 2nd, they recorded Stone Free and the start of Can You See Me? Once they got their record contract from Track Records, Chaz wanted a better facility, so they went to CBS Studios for a couple of dates in December. They recorded Foxy Lady and the first version of Red House there and got started on Third Stone from the Sun and Lover Confusion. But owner Jake Levy wanted payment up front, which wasn't the way Chaz Chandler had done business with the other studios, so the experiment ended there. They returned to Delaney Leah for one more date on December 21st, recording the other version of Red House and working on Remember before heading out on the road for the remainder of the year. 1967 kicked off with Hey Joe heading up the UK charts and the band returning to the studio on January 11th. They started work on a number of tracks, including Purple Haze, 51st Anniversary, Fire, and The Wind Cries Mary. When they returned to the studio almost a month later at the beginning of February, it was at Olympic Studios, recognized as one of the best facilities in London. Previously, they'd been unable to afford recording there, but now with the success of Hey Joe and Tracks Association with Polydor, they had more resources to go to better studios. As I said earlier, it also led to their association with Eddie Kramer. He had some unique ideas on how they could open up songs like Purple Haze by recording the group differently. They spent most of the next week working on the song before moving on to other numbers such as Fire and Foxy Lady. The next group of scattered sessions were back at Delaney Leah. A February 20th date yielded I Don't Live Today. The band attempted a studio version of Like a Rolling Stone on March 1st, but it wasn't able to come together. Supposedly, Mitch wasn't able to keep time. Touring kept them out of the studio for most of the month, returning to Delaney Leah on the 29th to work on Manic Depression. When they finally returned to Olympic on April 3rd, they were loaded with material. Now, in an earlier episode, I mentioned they worked on four songs on this date. I said, May This Be Love was title one and Highway Child was title two. It turns out it's the other way around. Yeah, sometimes you need to double check these things. Along with the abandoned title number three, title number four, of course, became Are You Experienced? The next day, they continued work on Are You Experienced, plus additional work on Highway Child, Lover Confusion, Third Stone from the Sun, and an instrumental version of Rock Me Baby that Jimmy named Here He Comes, so Loverman was already on his mind. April 10th saw Jimmy and Chaz do the recording session for the quote-unquote aliens in Third Stone from the Sun. After that, they didn't return to Olympic for 2 weeks, at which time they mixed eight different songs in stereo and mono. The album was sequenced, pressed to lacquer, brought over to Polydor for a tense but eventual successful playing of it for the company's head of A&R, and the album came out 2 weeks later in the UK, but not for another 3 months in the States. Well, now let's go over the songs as they appeared in the US version. Sorry to my friends overseas, this is how I know it, plus this is how it is on the SACD. The US album begins with Purple Haze. Jimmy started writing this after a gig the day after Christmas in 1966. Just think, exactly 1 year earlier, he was playing Hackensack, New Jersey. According to him, it was a long poem entitled Purple Haze, Jesus Saves. Kind of relates to Christmas there. It was recorded in January at Delaney Leah, aka Kingsway Studios, but it's always been Delaney Leah to me, but overdubbed and mixed at Olympic, where he and Chaz got a chance to work with Eddie Kramer for the first time. Also for the first time, guitar pedal maker extraordinaire Roger Mayer gave Jimmy his Octavia pedal to use to great effect at the end of the song. It's the high-pitched guitar noise you hear as the song fades out. It was released as a single in March and followed Hey Joe into the top 10. It's probably the song most associated with Jimmy, together with All Along the Watchtower and the Star-Spangled Banner. Now, the differences between the mono and stereo versions are a good example of how things sounded at the time and how Jimmy wanted them to sound. Stereo was just coming into its own in the mid to late 60s, and engineers were still learning how to do it properly. If you want an example of not-so-great stereo mixes from this era, check out Fresh Cream or the first Buffalo Springfield album. One set of sounds is on one side, the rest are on the other, and never the twain shall meet. They were primarily interested just in getting something on each side. By 1967, they were starting to learn how to get things on each side without making it sound so separated. The mono mix has a lot going on in a little space, But Chaz and Eddie knew what they were doing, and each piece of the song in the mono mix is heard, if not completely clearly. You know it's there. In the stereo mix, you get to hear everything clearly and on its own, but the sounds blend together well. Then you have things moving from side to side, and they even manage toward the end to get one sound in front of another, acting as a precursor to Jimmy's 3D sound idea he'd worked on with Axis and especially Electric Ladyland. It's a real revelation. Next on both versions is Manic Depression, another one recorded at Delaney Leah and mixed at Olympic. Jimmy's driving rhythm guitar is matched step for step by Mitch's circular drumming, which sounds like it's pulled off of a Blue Note Jazz album. Elvin Jones is the name that most people associate with it. It was played live occasionally. It was done on TV at least once. It was probably swan-songed at the Winterland time it was played on the 12th. The mono version is nicely layered. The stereo version is a little more traditional in terms of separation, but you have different parts of the drums on both sides thanks to the way the drums were mic'd up. Tip of the hat to engineer Dave Seidel there. It also does a cool fade out, fade in with the cymbals. Next is Hey Joe, the one that started it all, as mentioned, recorded at Delaney Leah in October 1966 with the female group The Breakaways on backing vocals. The song had a hidden secret that came out only after the passing of both Noel Redding and Chaz Chandler. Since Noel had just started playing the bass and was still learning while they needed to record the single, Chaz pitched in and did the bass duties himself. Listening to the song with that knowledge, sometimes it's kind of an easy bass line, but at other parts, it's a pretty complex bass part for someone who just picked up the instrument. I'll believe it. The original single came out on Polydor because Track Records wasn't really up and running yet by the time the single was ready. The mono version appeared on the single on both sides in the Atlantic. The stereo mix debuted on the US album. The stereo is again a little more of the usual instrument separation mixes from 1966, but it brings the bass and background vocals to the front a little bit more to fill in the listening area. Lover Confusion is next. This was among the earliest songs written and recorded for the album, which is why it turned up during the February 1967 BBC session with Hey Joe, Stone Free, and Foxy Lady. That was practically all they had. Having this back-to-back with Can You See Me on the original UK album is a bit odd to me. They're similar type songs, and they actually work better broken up, though in this case, they're on two separate albums. The mono is another nicely stacked mix. You can hear everything, but the solo guitar is a little buried. The stereo mix allows all these elements to breathe. There's also the alternate stereo mix on the West Coast Seattle Boy box with a cool extended ending. Chaz had a bunch of these I think he should have used somewhere along the way. May This Be Love is next. It was originally on Side 2 on the UK album, and it's towards the end of Side 1 on the US. One of the later additions to the album, it's a quiet little ballad also known as Waterfall. And in fact, a French release under this name turned out to be an alternate mix of the track. And it was titled 2 of the 4 tracks recorded at Olympic on April 3rd, 1967. It's such a quiet song, you can even hear Jimmy turning the lyric page before the bridge. Well, on the stereo mix, anyway. The vocals on the mono mix are pretty dry, while the ones on the stereo mix are occasionally doubled and have a little echo on them. The stereo version also has a neat effect at the end, where the guitar and drums swap sides from left to right, then go back, and then switch again. Pretty interesting. Side 1 on both versions ends with I Don't Live Today. Usually dedicated to the American Indian during live performances, this Delaney Leah recorded song starts out with Mitch's driving bass drum, then a snare and cymbal combo. Jimmy's use of the whammy bar and feedback is striking. In the middle solo section, he uses a hand wah-wah effect. Roger Mayer hadn't quite gotten the foot pedal perfected just yet. Then the ending is a swirl of feedback with the first hint of the album's title buried towards the end. Are you experienced? The mono has a load of echo on the drums, while the stereo has the echo heavily on the vocals. Side 2 on the US version starts off with the third UK single, The Wind Cries Mary. Now, according to Mitch, the band had recorded the demo for the song, then set about doing the actual recording. According to him, "We played it note correct, but the feeling was gone." So Chaz says, "Right, put the demo out." It was written after Jimmy had a fight with his girlfriend, Kathy Etchingham. How is it the nicest song always seemed to be written after a fight? Clapton's Wonderful Tonight also falls into this category. The mono mix of this is the better of the two. The stereo is in the fresh cream split sound variety, just too much separation. One other thing to note is how much Noel's playing had advanced, comparing it to the early recordings of The Experience. Next is Fire. As I mentioned in the holiday special, this is another one from around New Year's Eve 1966 into 67, when the boys spent the night at Noel's mom's and Jimmy asked, "Can I stand next to your fire?" It remained a concert staple up through the last U.S. dates in 1970, though we only did it once after the Isle of Wight at Last Week in Europe. The mono mix starts off well, but gets a little too congested. The stereo mix is nicely spread out with all the open space filled in. The pre-mixed down version on West Coast Seattle Boy gives us an idea of what the song sounded like before they dumped it down to two tracks and did more overdubs. Next is Third Stone from the Sun. This one began life over at CBS Studios, where supposedly most of the work was done, but final tweaks were made at Olympic. In some of the last recording done for the album, Jimmy did what sounded like an alien conversation about his observations about Earth, where he thinks the people are weird, but the cackling hens have everything under control. Chaz then slowed it way down to play underneath the music, then played some of it back at regular speed. Jimmy declared towards the end something that would have broken Brian Wilson's heart. "And you'll never hear surf music again." But then the unedited tape ends with a bit of hope for him. "Sounds like a lie to me." This also may have been a tribute to Dick Dale, who was going through some health issues at the time. It's nearly 7 minutes long, so it basically takes up the space of two songs on side two. It was Jimmy's longest studio song until 1983 in Voodoo Child a year later on Electric Ladyland. For a song with a lot going on, the mono mix is pretty good at keeping things listenable, but some parts do get buried from time to time and the vocals are a little on the dry side. Then at the end, the main guitar theme is way in the back. The stereo mix has all the kooky slowed down vocals floating around from side to side, though at some points they get on top of the music. Oddly, nothing is directly in the middle, but it sounds full. Next is Foxy Lady. The original UK album's opening track takes the penultimate slot on the US version. It was one of the ones recorded during the two-day stint in December 1966 at CBS Studios with engineer Mike Ross's able assistance. According to Billy Cox, when he heard it, he recognized it as an old song he and Jimmy used to do called Stomp Driver, so its roots could go way back to the Chitlin Circuit days. The Foxy Lady herself is model Heather Taylor, who ended up marrying another Track Records artist, a gentleman named Roger Daltrey. The mono is okay. For a noisy song, things are distinct enough. The solo does kind of smother things a bit, though, once it happens. You can't really hear anything else. The stereo version has Jimmy's vocals on one side and Noel's Foxy chime-ins on the other. Plus, it adds the "Here I come, baby" towards the end. How could you not have "Here I come, baby," but leave in "Coming to get you" just out of nowhere? Makes sense to have both of them, not just the one. The title track, Are You Experienced, ends the album. It was first an instrumental called Title Number 4, then Jimmy came up with words and the backwards guitar idea. He wanted Eddie Kramer to play the droning piano throughout, but Eddie taught Jimmy what to play, and he did it himself. This is a song that needed stereo. The mono mix is just too cluttered. The solo is practically buried, but it breaks out towards the end. The stereo version has things moving not only back and forth, but up and down too. It also has the fade out, fade in where the mono one really doesn't. So this takes care of 11 of the 17 or 18 tracks. I can't end discussion of the album without talking about the other six songs recorded and released during this era, since they're part of the overall picture as well. I'll do the three B-sides first, then talk about the three Stranded by Reprise songs after that. So first we have Stone Free. If the Chaz Chandler playing bass on Hey Joe story is true, then this is not only the first recording of a Jimi Hendrix pen song, it's also the first song by the Jimi Hendrix Experience. It was recorded in early November after Hey Joe was done. As I mentioned earlier, Jimmy wanted to do another cover, but Chaz insisted they get some publishing money out of the B-side. Now, the stereo mono situation with this one is complex. For some reason, the only thing readily available is the fake stereo version, not the actual mono mix, and the tapes seem to be missing if Experience Hendrix ever wanted to have Eddie Kramer do an actual stereo mix. The original mono mix has less echo on the vocals. Supposedly, this version had never been officially released in the US. Any mono version has been a fold down of the fake stereo version, if that makes any sense. The 2013 Record Store Day release of the Hey Joe Stone Free single remedied this situation. Next is 51st Anniversary. To me, this is like the neglected stepchild of all of the original songs. It was recorded at Delane Leah in January to go out as the B-side of Purple Haze. When Hey Joe was first released as the first Experience single in the U.S., 51st Anniversary was the B-side. The song was then practically forgotten about in the U.S. until 1989. It didn't make the cut for smash hits in the U.S. They left it off of War Heroes. It finally took the CD release of Smash Hits to rescue it from obscurity. At least when Alan Douglas came up with the expanded Are You Experienced tracklist in 1993, it's been readily available ever since. It also seems to be another song where the original tapes have gone missing, so all we have is a mono version. I thought maybe the US version might be stereo of some kind, you know, probably fake, but it looks like it was only issued in mono, which then begs the question, which mono was Hey Joe on the A side? Real or stereo fold down? Don't know. Highway Trial is next. One of the songs recorded during the productive April 3rd, 1967 sessions looks like this is title number one. It's also the first time where we see the word child pop up, but it's not about a roadside diner's best known dish. Unlike 51st Anniversary, it got rescued from the dustbin of history in the U.S. by its inclusion on War Heroes. It was soon pushed back into the dustbin once Douglas deleted War Heroes, but it left an impression. It also got included on the first Smash Hit CD, and a little surprisingly, on the Ultimate Hendrix compilation release in 1992. Since it was done at Olympic and late in the process, a stereo mix was made, but Chaz decided to go with the mono version. Luckily, the master tapes were still around, so a stereo mix was included on the Purple Box in 2000. It's nothing major, just spread out a bit. Don't know where Chaz's original 1967 stereo mix of this one is. Now for the three Stranded by Reprise songs. First up, Can You See Me? After Stone Free, this is probably the earliest song Jimmy wrote for the Experience and the first to be included on the album, just not the US one. It was tried out in November and then in December at CBS before the Delane Leah version was mixed for the album. They did a stereo and mono version, and in this case, each uses different vocal tracks. To me, it seems the mono version is like a first pass at it, while the vocals and mix on the stereo seem more polished. Though it got left off the US version of Are You Experienced, it was included on Smash Hits. It was also on the UK version, and then was included in one of the songs from Monterey on the Jimmy Otis album. The song could have actually fit on the US version as the first track on side two, but it would have been close to 23 minutes for that side. Next is Remember. This was another early song in Jimmy's writing career, having been worked out at Chaz's apartment soon after arriving in England. It's probably the closest thing to filler on the original album. It could have also been the B-side to Purple Haze, or The Wind Cries Mary if Highway Child hadn't come along. But it gives the album, either UK Are You Experienced or US Smash Hits, a nice change of pace. For some reason, they used a fake stereo version for the singles album in 1983, but the stereo version on Smash Hits is a distinct mix with different guitars and separate speakers. That doesn't happen with fake stereo. You just get the same sound coming out of both speakers. Finally, we have Red House. As I've mentioned more than a few times, Jimmy's first acknowledged blues classic is out there in a number of forms. The version on the UK album is in mono only and was done at CBS on one of those two December 1966 dates. The one on US Smash Hits comes from Delaney Lee a week later and mixed at Olympic in stereo only. Now, why did this second version even show up? Or is it the first one that showed up by mistake? Then there's also the one from Kiss the Sky with the little bit of the Delaney Lee recording session in front of it. The mono mix isn't complicated, just the band playing the song. Sounds like the only overdub was Jimmy's vocals. Like Can You See Me, the stereo mix represents a more polished version, only in this case, it's a different performance altogether. But yeah, it's a split mix, just one on one side, one on the other, you know, with some echo on the vocals, but nothing is centered. The guitar solo has a cool delayed echo effect, though. It may have started life as a song he was doing with Curtis Knight, traveling to California, they called it then. He ended up doing it from his early experience concerts right up through his final dates. So that takes care of all the songs recorded during this era from October 1966 through April 1967 that was released originally during the time. The way I listen to the album now is to break it down into six sets of three songs each. First is the three on the US Are You Experienced, Purple Haze, Manic Depression, Hey Joe. I then skip to the three that were left off the US album, Can You See Me, Remember, and the UK version of Red House. Then I go back to the US album for the rest of side one, Lover Confusion, May This Be Love, and I Don't Live Today. For the second half of the album, I start off with the three B-sides, Stone Free, 51st Anniversary, Highway Child. I juggle things around a bit for the next three, Fire, The Wind Cries Mary, and the smash hits, Red House, then finish things up with the end of the US album, Third Stone, Foxy Lady, and Are You Experienced. Flipping the three B-sides and the second half of side one also works. I also have a mono playlist, which is the three UK singles, A-sides and B-sides, followed by the UK version of the album, as well as a stereo playlist of the US album, plus the three songs of smash hits placed like this. Red House third before Hey Joe in fourth. Can You See Me in eighth before Wind Cries Mary ninth. And Remember at 11, right after Fire in 10th. Now for you math heads out there, the new songs are placed at 3, 8, and 11. And the singles now fall on track 1, 4, and 9. So in this case, Jimmy's a square. Now, if Acoustic Sounds and Experienced Hendrix wanted to go back and clean up the rest of the tracks for SACD release, should they ever get the correct tapes, what could they do? A few years back, they put out a vinyl edition of Smash Hits, mastered by Bernie Grundman for Record Store Day release. That was one with the alternate cover with them in the cowboy outfits. So they could use the master for that, but that only nets you Stone Free, Can You See Me, Remember, and the stereo Red House. You're still missing the other two B-sides. If you go use the UK version, they get you everything else but the UK Red House, but the master for that is just in mono. So the best way to catch everything is to do a different edition of Smash Hits for SACD that would include the following songs. Even though this is SACD, I'm using it by side because they may go back into a vinyl anyway if they come up with this. So all right, side one, Stone Free, 51st Anniversary, Highway Child, Can You See Me, Remember, and Red House. Then side two, Burning of the Midnight Lamp, The Stars Play with Netflix, Sam's Dice, Crosstown Traffic, Gypsy Eyes, and Along the Watchtower. An SACD with those 11 songs comes in just under 40 minutes, so both stereo and mono versions would fit on one CD layer. Problem is half of these don't exist in both forms, so fake stereo and fold downs would have to suffice. Eddie Kramer and John McDermott were asked at one point if they'd ever think about doing a remix on Are You Experienced, and Mad Axis as well. They said, since Jimmy's not here anymore to give his okay, they wouldn't want to go back and change what he did. There's also the matter of which master tapes they still have. To me, there are a few tracks that could use another pass of the stereo mix. It's odd how the stereo version of Purple Haze, done in February, was groundbreaking in utilizing the stereo space, yet some done after that still use the one set of sounds on the right, the other set of sounds on the left template. Red House and When Cries Mary are two that jump out to me as ones that could use another mix. There aren't any crazy effects on these, just they're basically straight performances with minimal overdubs. I wouldn't complain if these were given another shot just to rebalance what's there. As for the Are You Experienced SACD itself, the long-awaited release couldn't help but disappoint on some level, and it did. Some people questioned whether the stereo mix was up to the level of the Axis SACD. Some said yes, some said no. The original reprise CD has a lot of fans out there, and to me, it's actually pretty close. There was some uniformity, however, on the mono mix, though. It wasn't all that good. Not the mix itself, but the tape used for the SACD. It seemed to be a little on the muddy side and not too clear. It appeared unlikely that the original mono master tape was used, but some kind of next generation copy. That may be all that exists at this point. But considering the release was delayed for 2 years, it might have been helpful to mention on some level, well, what happened with the mono. People mentioned the possibility of using a high-quality needle drop, aka just a straight recording of an LP in digital form, mentioning that it had been done in the past. I don't know if buyers would have been thrilled with that, but if it provided a better-sounding version of the mono album, it might have been acceptable. Oh, and as for the delay, it turned out to be none of the above. Acoustic Sounds changed distributors for the release, and that led to the delay. Thanks to Gordon Johnson over at Jim Press for the information. Why were people told all that other stuff? You know, I don't know. It just added to the overall confusion. So it's fair to say two of the three reissues of the core Experience albums in the digital realm weren't exactly up to the level fans expected. The Axis Bold as Love SACD was the best of the three. People have mentioned the vinyl version of the Electric Ladyland 50th sounds terrific. So there's a good sounding mastering that didn't quite make it properly to CD. And the mono mix of Are You Experienced on the SACD sent people hunting yet again for the Barclay second pressing. Yeah, it gets that much in the weeds sometimes to find the best sounding version of an album. But never fear, they're going to the well yet again. In March 2022, they announced an ultra high quality recorded version of the stereo album would be coming out. The American version yet again. So looks like they'll be putting those SACD masters to use once more. Next time, we return to the newer releases with a whole box of Band of Gypsies and, is this possible? Could we actually be getting Royal Albert Hall? We did, but not for long. That's next time on Keep on Grooving. For those in the States, have an enjoyable Memorial Day weekend, and remember those who served and are no longer with us. Please remember to hit that subscribe button if you like what you're hearing. I'm John Hartrock. Thanks for listening.